This is Super Yacht Radio.
Welcome back to Super Yacht Radio. For the last bit of this show, I have the pleasure of talking with an old friend in the industry, not a friend of long time in the industry, the wonderful Gabby Gruber from Green Chili. Lovely to see you again, Gabby. It's a nice excuse to catch up with you.
Absolutely, Maeve. Lovely to catch up with you too. And thank you for asking me to join your show.
And I have to say thank you for making the time, because right now it's super, super busy on your end of provisioning as the season's coming up, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's probably one of the busiest times running up to Monaco Grand Prix. And luckily this year, it looks as though it's going to be busy, because this time last year and the year before with COVID, Monaco Grand Prix was not the same as it usually is. So no, yes, we are very busy and very pleased to be very busy.
Yeah, isn't it? You know, this, I think, is the year for all of us that we're feeling the recovery. And it's great to be in this. I think we appreciate it all the more after the past 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see it in the pattern of provisioning and the periods we get busy. It's looking more like a normal year, yes. And hopefully it will be good for everybody in the industry.
Yeah. So moving on to lovely things to talk about that are super positive. As you know, we've been working with Tita and Super Yacht Foodie. And it's lovely to have the provisioning perspective in, because you've been working with the Super Yacht Foodie platform as well. And I'm hoping getting to experience some of these fabulous Finnish foods I've been talking about on the show. With Super Yacht Foodie, you've been provisioning some of the boats and you've had some of the specialty baskets to bring to the yachts. That's right, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, we've been fortunate enough to work closely with Tita and Super Yacht Foodie on this project right from the beginning. There are a lot of interesting product, Finnish products that Tita has actually introduced us to, of which, you know, she has chosen some that she was a yacht chef before, she knows what could be of interest to the clients. And we've also given her some input. Yes, there are some lovely products and that are being presented and that we will stock. We actually were at the Barcelona Boat Show just recently. And we presented some of the products there as well. And we have been giving out food baskets as well to chefs to get their feedback on these products, because we won't stock all of them. But the ones for which we've had positive feedback back from chefs and chief stewardesses, we will be stocking in future.
Fantastic. And what kind of feedback have you had from them? I mean, I think this probably ties in as well in how provisioning, the changes and trends you've seen in provisioning as well, you know, with the need for special diets and also the provisioning for crew on the go as well. I'd imagine that part of the provisioning market has probably shifted quite a lot in the past 5 years. And you certainly have lots of experience in seeing that.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the crew provisioning lists from, I don't know, I would say even 10 years ago, 5 years ago, there was a lot more request for unhealthy product, should we say. You know, they would ask for you know, chocolate bars and sweets, and there was a lot more of that on the orders, whereas these days you can definitely see a trend for healthier snacks, healthier products, definitely with the crew and also with the owners. Chefs in particular have to deal with lots of different diets. There's a massive request, especially over the past 5 years, for gluten-free, and then there's sugar-free, dairy-free, or lactose-free. So yeah, we get a lot of those requests. You know, we're fortunate enough to be in a country where we can get hold of those products. But I would say that these products that Super Yacht Foodie is presenting are certainly on the high end, really good. there's a lot of products there that are also gluten free, yes, there's been a great interest in all of these products from the crew. Absolutely, and the trend is definitely going towards healthier and a lot of gluten free as well.
And I think as well, there's a people now, and particularly the younger generation, have a much better understanding about nutrition as well. You know, they're focused not just in getting fit and healthy, well, I'm getting fit and beautiful, but also being healthy in the process. You know, there's a lot more vegetarians and vegans. With that, you have to be a lot more aware of what you're putting in. You know, our guests today have been both Feitzer and Roasten, who do the rye crackers and the seed crisp breads. And we've also had Hike and Honey. It's been fascinating. Like, I really am much more aware from these shows of the importance of, you know, adding in things like seeds, and not just, you know, for the specialty diets, but to make sure that you're getting enough protein and enough of the healthy fats. So I think there's also a growing awareness of the importance of nutrition, which is where I think these foods fit really nicely, particularly for food on the go or that quick snack food. And provisioning wise, this is an easy one because it doesn't, I would think, take up too much of the, you know, it's not fridge space. It's going to last for the season if you, most of these products.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there are a lot of those products that are of interest both to the chief stewardesses and the chefs, who are definitely more aware of nutrition. Chefs, I always joke with them and I say, soon you're going to have to be a qualified doctor to be a chef on board, because they have to deal with so many different diets, not only from the guests, but also from the crew. You know, there are a lot of, these days, a lot of vegans, vegetarians, gluten-free, so they have to deal with all these diets. So having products like this, I think, are a definite plus because, as you say, they're easy products. I mean, the snack crack, the seed crackers are absolutely exceptional. You know, we deal with a lot of different brands and products, and I have to say, I've been lucky enough to taste these as well. They are quite exceptional, and you know, they do taste healthy. You can taste that there's no, you know, that they're healthy, they're pure, they definitely were a hit with the crew during the show in Barcelona. They were one of the products that did that crew were very interested in, because we were sampling the products over there. So it's a definite yes for the crew. I think that they do need easy products, healthy products. I think that these products are particularly, you know, they've been carefully chosen and sourced. So they are all healthy, because there's a lot of commercial products out there that say organic. But when you read the actual, you know, you read the ingredients, you see that there are a lot of additives, a lot of preservatives, a lot of ease, as I call them, and these products that Superyacht Foodie is putting forward here are very healthy. You know, you can read the ingredients and you can see that they really are healthy products.
I know, can I just say, it was one of the new facts I learned of the Hike and Honey, was they're about the only biodynamic honey in Finland, because it's so hard to prove your bees are truly just having organic, you know, flowers. And on top of that, because of hand picking it and, you know, the process they do it, they have a level called, I think it's HLE, which is the sugar level, how much fructose is in it. And their honey is as close to the beehive as possible, where your generic honey is just, you know, off the shelf. It would have a level of like 30, where this has a level of like 3, which is as close to the hive as you can get. So, you know, all of a sudden it's like, wow, it's not just, these are very eco-friendly, not just healthy, but eco-friendly. A lot of them have sustainable packaging. I know the crisp breads have a sustainable packaging that can be recycled. So it's, you know, for me, I think it's a wonderful overall package of both healthy, eco-conscious, because they kind of do it naturally in Finland, to be honest, you know.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And also, if you look at them, they're pretty packages. So pretty packages. So not only are they eco-friendly, etc., but they also look good. The honey is a definite hit, I would say. And also, we get asked for a lot of Manuka honey, and we will be offering this honey as an alternative. You know, not saying we can't get Manuka honey, but it is definitely on a par, if not better. Hopefully you'll be able to taste it soon, but it is quite exceptional. And also the pot in which it comes is absolutely beautiful. So it looks good, can be put on the table as well, which I think is important because, the visual aspect of a product is also important.
Wonderful, Gabby. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know you have a long list ahead of you, and there's no such thing as a weekend when the season is kicking in. So thank you so much for joining us today. For all of you, if you're down south of France, green chili is going to be your best source of provisioning for soup yachts. And I wish you the very best of luck.
Well, thank you so much, Maeve. And hopefully we will have a lot of interest in this product and people will contact us. We can deliver worldwide. So don't hesitate to contact Green Chili Provisioning if you need any lovely Finnish foods.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. Have a great day. And thank you all for tuning in to this next show from Super Yacht Foodie. And thank you to our guests from Feitzer, Heiken Honey and Roastin. I can't wait to try out all of these things. And wherever you are in the world, stay well, stay safe, and we'll catch you soon.
This is Super Yacht Radio.
Does provisioning make you moody? Well, look no further than Super Yacht Foodie. We source and test the finest food and drink, so when you order, you don't have to think. Check out the Super Yacht Foodie Instagram feed if gourmet inspiration is what you need. We don't sell the products directly to you. We work with all the provisioners you already knew. Contact your favourite provisioner or agent if you want the finest ingredients sent. We will connect you with the suppliers directly who will fulfil your orders 100% correctly. Email info@superyachtfoodie.com if you want to know where the best ingredients are from. Follow Super Yacht Foodie on Insta and Facebook and tag us to share the exquisite meals you cook. Super Yacht Foodie, rediscover your passion for provisioning.